Radio. I'm your host, psychic medium Michael, and I appreciate you being here today. And yes, surprise, surprise, I threw up a show. So best way to follow me is by following me, because I have a tendency of doing this. And I follow the leading of spirit. And that's one thing you're going to find different with this show than a lot of other shows here. I do my very best to follow that. I don't always get it right, just like you don't always get it right. But I do my very best to listen to the spirit within us. The card for the show comes from my animal guide deck today, and it's the peacock. So the peacock comes in here to start our show and just says, let yourself stand out and be noticed. Have you ever seen a peacock? They're beautiful, beautiful birds. And when they have all their feathers out, they just are noticed. They cannot be not noticed. I mean, they just stand out. And so that's one thing that Spirit wants you to do today in your own life, is stand out in the little corner of the world where you are. Just be noticed today. You know, a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago here, I had a reader come on, and she was doing a reading for me, and she said, "Michael, Spirit's telling me to tell you that you need to be more visible." And I agree. I do need to be more visible. We cannot be afraid of our light. Do you know that we're afraid of sometimes of shining our light forward, thinking, you know, being noticed? Because we're just a little bit afraid of what people are going to think, what people are going to say. But this is not the time for us to shrink back. This is a time for us to move forward boldly and without fear, without any reservations. So today, wherever you are in your little world, stand out, be noticed. Say, "Here I am, and I have something to share." Okay? So let yourself stand out and be noticed today. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by doing this. Pick up your phone. First of all, punch in these numbers, 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. I would love to hear from you. If you want, you got a question, just want to talk to me, hey, just call in, okay? I do have a couple of people ahead of you, but not very many so far. So that's 347-327-9316. If you would like to check out my website, you can do so at www.spiritualawakening.com. And actually, you get to see me over there. There's a welcome video over there. There's a weekly card reading video over there. There's some other stuff over there. Go check it out, www.spiritualawakening.com. If you would like to know what's going on here at Spiritual Talk Radio, you go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And you can learn about what's coming up. And you can also catch previous guests. I've made it really easy over there. And all you have to do is go where it says previous guests. Look up who you want to listen to. I've had a lot of guests on here. Some repeats. And so, but some really awesome people have been on this program. Check them out. I believe that some of the best gifted readers in our time have been on this program. And, you know, the one thing that I want to say, there's one reader, I'm not going to mention him by name, but there's one reader that I have seen growth in. When he first came on with me, you know, he was a little nervous, a little shaky, but I've seen amazing abilities rising up inside of him. And he's a very gifted reader, and you can find him right there in the mix of all the previous guests. All right. We're on www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll take your calls. 347-327-9316. Your calls are next. So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for your love that is bubbling up inside of me at this very moment in time. Father, Mother God, I thank you for just your unconditional love. You love me just the way I am. And you want me to love me just the way I am. And Father, Mother God, more important than that, you want me to love those outside of me as you love. Teach me how to do that better. Teach us all how to do that better. And let us be the change today that we want to see in the world. Let us not wait for somebody else to be noticed. Let's not wait for somebody else to do it. But let us have the courage to step forward. Let us be able to move past us and past our fears and past those limited belief systems that say that we can't. Let's say that we can, and let's do. Father, Mother God, right now I pray for my listeners. I pray for the listeners listening to me live and the people that listen faithfully to this show archived. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for them. I thank you for allowing me to be on the planet with them at this time where we are working together to change the world. We want real change in our world, in our lives, in our hearts. We want you more and more to come forward. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for them that you would meet their needs today in this now moment, be it physically, be it spiritually, be it mentally, be it whatever they need, that they would see that coming to them. Father, Mother, God, let us dream bigger. Let us manifest bigger. And let us be doers. Let us not be afraid of our light, but let us let our light shine forward today more and more. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And we say hello to whoever is on the other end of 604. Hi.
Hi. Thank you. Hello. How are you?
I am good. Could I get your name, please?
It's Charlene.
Charlene. Okay. How can I help you today?
Money. I'm trying so hard to not panic about money. I've a little bit behind the eight ball, so I guess
Definitely behind that eight ball. Let's see what's going on with you, okay? First of all, what I want you to do is I want you to do this with me. I want you to take a deep breath in with me. Breathe in,
okay. And
then breathe out. First of all, you just need to relax. Your mind is just chattering and chattering and chattering. And so the first thing that we need to do is so I can tap into you is we need to get you to calm down a little bit, okay?
So let's just
breathe for a second here. And let's tap into you. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. You're doing really good, so I'm going to tap in here. Okay, I have good news for you. And I appreciate you doing that with me. You know, when we're behind that eight ball, it can be really scary. You know, you've got bills piling up, bills piling up, bills piling up, and very little coming in. And so that can be scary. You know, that's a normal emotion to have right now. Spirit don't want you drowning in that emotion of fear because your financial situation is about to improve. I definitely see money coming into your path. I don't know how it's coming, and I think we get hung up on the how sometimes. But I would say, looks like to me, here in about 4 weeks, so that would put you early part of June where things are going to really start breaking free. As you go into July, August, and the rest of the year, there's going to be an increase of finances coming to you. Now, are you working at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, because I keep seeing like an increase. I don't know if there's an increase in your pay that's coming. You know, a lot of times Spirit can do miraculous things that we don't think is going to happen because I see an increase where your job is concerned. So I definitely keep moving forward. But things do start getting better, okay? I promise. I do see that happening.
This is good.
It is scary. Hey, I've been there. I mean, I think probably a lot of people listening to you and me right now are in the same boat. Unfortunately, you know, for the last couple of years, we have been, you know, the United States and the world in general have been in a recession beyond anything that we could ever imagine. But that is getting ready to change. Things are going to start getting better, and it's definitely going to get better with you. And so just hang in there. I know it's scary, but just hang in there, okay?
I'm working on it. All these looming dollars and only like 40 to stretch it to the 300 need, you know?
Right, yeah. And it's like beyond squeezing that penny, you know, that penny's been squeezed. But they've eliminated it here. The one that I'll tell you, hey, I've been there. And the one that I'll tell you is one time I thought, okay, I don't have any money. You know, I was totally out of money. You know, and I was like, whoa, okay, this is not good. And I went and started meditating, started praying, you know, started believing. And the next thing I know, I have money coming in. And so, you know, let's not get hung up on the how Spirit's about to do this for you. Let's just thank Spirit for it to happen, okay?
Confident.
All right. Okay. So just ask your angels, ask the Spirit within you, and just keep manifesting what you want in your life, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael.
No problem. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, I mean, it can be scary. You know, I think we've all been there to that point of, okay, what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen next? You know, I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. I've been to a point where I didn't have any money. And that's scary. You know, just because you don't have a job or stuff, it doesn't mean that bills don't keep on coming in. But I know this without a single doubt. People might have failed me, but there is one thing that has never failed me or will ever fail me, and that is Spirit. Other people might let me down because they're human. They have those human qualities. They have those human things. But the one thing that will never, ever, ever let you fall on your face is the Spirit within you. You know, I think we get hung up on how Spirit's going to move, how Spirit's going to do this. And we need to get past that. We just need to let Spirit work. We need to say, okay, Spirit, this is what I need, and this is what I would wanting to manifest at this moment in my life. And I am going to take an active part to see that happen. But I know that if I take that baby step out, you're going to meet me. I've seen it happen in my own life, friend, many, many times in my life. We manifest, we draw that to us, and then we have to have an action. We have to take that step out. And I promise that Spirit will not let you fall on your face. All right. 718. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Okay. So I've been worried about my career. I started doing tarot cards and mediumship and work, and I don't know, and I also started Reiki work. I don't know if this is really the right path for me or if my career is going to, like, hit up, if it's going to get better or...
Okay.
You know, like, I'm in a really good place right now with my career, but I don't know if it's financially good. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. It makes a lot of sense.
And it's also really kind of like, because I've chosen to do this as a career, like some kind of mediumship and work,
right.
It's really affecting my love life. Like, I can't seem to manage to, like, get a date saying, oh, yeah, well, I'm a medium. I talk to the
okay.
dead, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm so embarrassed.
That's okay. Hey, okay, that's all right. There's no reason to be embarrassed. You're among friends here, okay?
Oh, thank you. Michael, I love your show, by the way.
Well, thank you. Could I get your name, please?
My name is Fiana, F-I-A-N-N-A.
Okay, I love that name, Fiana.
Thank you so much. Nobody knows where I got it from.
Yeah, hey, that is so... the one thing I want to tell you, Fiana... is that there is so much energy with you, okay? I want to tell you a few things, okay?
Okay.
You have beautiful energy. You are a beautiful spirit. When I'm looking at you, just let me finish. When I'm looking at you in spirit, I see you as this beautiful white rose with purity and peace and all of this stuff just waiting to share to the world. Now, there's one thing getting in your way. That is you. Okay, and so I said all the nice things before I got to this part, okay? There's one thing standing in your way, and that's you. You're allowing your fear right now to dictate to you your future, okay? And what I mean by that is you are definitely a gifted reader. Yes, right now things are slow. For my own business, things are slow. But we just got to keep on trusting Spirit, knowing that Spirit's going to provide. I would hate to see you stop doing what you're doing. This is a call on your life. This is not just you one day saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a reader. This is a call. Mm-hmm. This is your purpose, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's not maybe not bringing in a lot of money right now, but that doesn't mean it can't, okay? I do believe that it will. Really quick here. As you go into June, you stay with this. You step out there, trust spirit within you. You are going to see more clients coming to you. Now, you do need to change. I don't know if you're doing any advertising, anything like that, but you need to get the word out somehow. That's one thing that Spirit's telling me. Maybe, I don't know if you have a website, something like that. You need something to be visible, okay? People don't know you're out there, okay? So so you got to make yourself visible and where people can find you. I will help you in any way possible, so you can drop me an email later and we can talk.
Thank you, Michael.
And so, because, you know, readers like you and me, we need encouragement from one another every once in a while.
Exactly.
You know, this metaphysical world for us can be a very lonely place, can feel like that at times. And so I want to let you know that I'm your friend, and if you need anything, you just holler.
Oh, thank you so much. And I agree. I think we should support each other. I mean,
we do. We need to be a community. We need to, you know, get past our egos sometimes. And you know, I think our egos get in the way sometimes with our metaphysical world. And so, but I think that, you know, we need to go within the spirit within us. And like I said, if you need me, just holler. And hopefully I've helped you today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So this is definitely a calling, and it'll
be This is your calling. Do not quit. You would be really sorry if you quit.
And nothing about
and
it.
Okay, your loved one. Okay, yeah. Your loved one. Okay. I knew we were going to get there. Okay. But I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get there. Okay. But that's okay. Everybody needs somebody in their life. Right now, it's just not the timing for you. That's why it's not working out. Spirit really wants you to really go inward, really focus on what you want in your life, really focus on your spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
There are voices outside of you that are trying to get you from doing this. There's lower energies to keep you from moving forward.
Okay.
Really keep an eye on your energy right now. Meditate right now. I would tell that to any spiritual worker listening to me. Right now, we're coming under attack because there's an energy that does not want our light to shine forward. It's scared. And so, because we are changing, you know, we're becoming more spiritual aware than ever in our lives right now. So that, you know, our minds don't want that to happen. They've been in control too long. So the one thing I would tell you, really watch that, meditate. All right.
Okay.
No. All right. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to getting to know you more through email, okay? And I'm going to give you that here in a minute as soon as we hang up, all right?
Thanks so much, Michael. Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay,
yeah. My email address is insightswithmichael@ymail.com. That is insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Or you can go to the website at www.spiritualawakening.com and fill out the contact form, and you can contact me through there. All right, let's go to 850, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today, ma'am?
Hi, my name is Sally, first of all.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you a question for a friend of mine. My friend's husband is having a legal problem, and I want to see if you feel that it's going to be worked out to his favor.
Okay. Okay, and your name is Sally?
Yes.
All right. And just give me the initial of the person that's in this legal
case.
C. Okay, thank you. I didn't want his name out there, so...
No, I know. Yeah. I appreciate that.
No problem. And I'm sure he appreciates it, too. And so let's not put his name out there for the world to know. But... Spirit knows who he is. Let me look at this. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay?
Okay.
And let me, actually, I'm going to pull a couple of cards to help me here. Sometimes cards will help me. I'm pulling some Gaia deck Gaia cards. Okay. To answer your question, I do believe that it will work in his favor. The reason why I say that is the very first card I'm looking at is the Eternal Love card, happiness, harmony, and fulfillment. So I definitely see that. The Attachment card, right now, he's allowing fear to be prominent here. And so he needs to let that go, just trust the spirit within him and hand this over to his angels. And as if he can let go of this, right now he's too attached to it, which is, you know, this is a scary thing for him. But he needs to let go of this. And if he lets go of this, it will work out in his favor. He really needs to look at himself. There's a reason why he got into this problem. And so he really needs to look at himself here and just do some self-examination. But I do feel like it will work out in his favor. I will unfortunately say that I do see some delays with this being resolved. There's some court delays here and there, but when it's all said and done, it will be in his favor, and everything should settle pretty good here for him.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. All right. Hopefully that helps him. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. You know, legal cases can be very iffy for readers. There are so many variables in legal stuff. There's so many people involved, and but I do see it working out in his favor, so that's a good thing. Let's go ahead and go to right now my last call, 928. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. Hi.
Hi. My name is Alfina. I called in yesterday, too.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember you. Yeah, go ahead.
My question now is... I'm wondering what will happen between me and my ex.
Okay. I don't see anything. Okay, now I'm going to be clear on what's happening. Okay? Right now,
okay.
I feel like that this, right now, because me not seeing anything with this, is I just feel like that this is on a hold pattern right now. Are you wanting to go back into this?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Okay. I'm right now, what I'm feeling like is that would not be in your best interest at this moment in time. Now, I'm not saying that you can't. I want to be really careful that you listen to what I'm saying, okay?
Okay.
Because the one thing that I would see right now is that this is not a good thing to go back into right now, okay? There's a reason why there's an X, okay? I always tell people that. There's a reason... for this. Okay. And so what I would do is I would just really start looking at yourself, really do some self-examination here, really focus on you. And if this is meant to be, it will come back to you. And I will tell you that I do feel like it will come back. But the timing on this is out a little bit, okay, for this to return. And a lot of communication, a lot of stuff has to be resolved, and that's probably why I'm seeing this out a little bit here, because there's a reason why this is not together right now, okay? And so a lot of times we forget that. And so what I would do is really do some self-examination. He needs to really come clean about a few things with you and talk to you, and I believe he will. On the timeline on this, I don't have a timeline. I don't know when this will come back together. But if you want it to come back together, keep manifesting that, keep seeing that, work on yourself.
We're already talking right now. So we've always talked. So
okay, yeah, and talking's good, but I don't see this coming back into a relationship for right now. And right now would be not a good time for that to happen. I just feel like it would blow up again. So just be really careful, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. Yeah. It's okay to have a friendship and stuff like that. That's good. But as going into like a romantic relationship with us right now, I just would be very cautious about that. Okay? All right. We're going to shift gears. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can still do that by calling me right now at 347-327-9316. just because I'm going to be talking doesn't mean you can't call in. A lot of times I think people say, well, you're talking and I don't know if I'm supposed to call in or not. My phone lines are always open. And so it's 347-327-9316. And then I'll take your calls as Spirit directs me to. But it is 347-327-9316. While I was preparing for the show, I began to feel something in my own spirit, something in me. And we're going to shift gears here. And as we shift gears, I want you to begin to focus on the spirit within you. Not on all the stuff outside of you, not the barking dogs in our lives or the cars going by or the sirens going by or the trains going by or, you know, people yicking and yapping at you. I want us to center on the spirit within. And I want us to really focus on who we truly are. And who we truly are spiritual beings housed in this moment in time in human form, having a human experience. And sometimes those human experiences get overwhelming. Sometimes we forget who we are. So for the remainder of this program, I want to remind us who we truly are. I want us to go into that place of just listening to the spirit within us. I want us just to be in this now moment. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back. I will be talking to you right after this song. During this song, please start breathing deep. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And pay attention to your breath. Just go inward, and we'll be right back to talk to you right after this song. Read a poem to you that I just found actually on the internet, and it's called Your Guardian Angel. A beautiful angel from the realms above is sending you healing from its wings of pure love. He has been with you since the beginning of time. Now it's time to acknowledge this angel is mine. He'll guide and protect you on this journey you start. And all that he asks is that you open your heart. Listen to his words and guidance, my friend. Your emotional pain will soon start to mend. Even if you feel your pathway's not clear, remember your angel who holds you so dear. Knowledge and guidance is just what you need, and his love and support will help you succeed. So when you're feeling lonely and blue, remember your angel who stands close to you. He'll comfort and soothe when sleep goes eerie and brush away your tears even if you start to cry. Your beautiful angel from the realms above has come to you with oh so much love. Just know he's close. He is very near, so with him by your side, you've nothing to fear. And that is so true. We forget that we have angels that watch over us, that guide us. Angels have been assigned to us. We all have guardian angels. We have that. Mine has worked overtime many times to keep me safe. You know, that brush sometimes you can feel like a breeze. I can feel it right now around me. Those are angels. You can sometimes, you know, a lot of people say, well, do angels have wings? I believe that some do and some don't. I believe that angels can take on human form and have them many times. I believe that even at this moment in our history, there are angels that walk among the streets with us or just not paying attention to them. Angels come in different sizes, in different ways, and they're a very active part of our lives. The one thing about angels have to have your permission to work in your lives. You have to ask for their help. They can't just barge in. They want to minister unto you, and they want to help you in any way they can, and they can help us in countless number of ways. We're just not using the resource that Spirit has put on our planet, which are these angels. The resource that has been put in our path to help us reach our goal of spiritual enlightenment. They're there to root us on, to become those spiritual beings that they know that we can be and that we already are. We just have to learn how to work with it more. That's one thing I want you to get out of today's program, that you already are a spiritual being. You already are that. That's not something that you're going to become. That is something that you already are. It's already inside of you, wanting to move you past all of your limited belief systems, past all your human emotions, past all of your human fear, and into a place that goes beyond anything that you could ever imagine. I want to read a quote to you that I found as well. And it says, the secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, not to worry about the future, or not to anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. I want to read that quote again. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, not to worry about the future, or not to anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. Do you know that we spend way too much of our energy in the past? We're always beating ourselves up going, what ifs? What if I did that different? What if I did that different? What if I said that? And what if I did, and go on and on and on. We live in what I call the land of what ifs. What could have been? And then we go into the other land of, oh man, you know, I'm going to see my future and this is going to happen and that's going to happen and all that. And we're missing right now this tangible moment with Spirit right now. This moment that Spirit wants to speak to your heart, and I believe it is speaking to your heart already, and just wanting you to know today that you're loved. You're loved way beyond anything you can imagine, for you are pure love. Inside of you is pure love. Inside of you is a pure spirit. Locked away right now by human form. Your spirit chose to be right there inside of you at this moment in time. And you have a purpose. You have a reason to be here. Do you know that there's a lot of young people today Just go talk to them. Go to a high school. Talk to some of the seniors, some of the people just graduating. A lot of them don't know what's ahead. They don't know if there's a future. They don't. Some of them don't have hope. Just look around. Watch the news. We're living in a society that is slowly losing hope. And it's causing problems. Because without hope, a lot of people are falling into that pit of despair and that pit of depression and saying, okay, what's the use? And your mind wants to convince you that things are hopeless. Your mind wants to convince you that you're not going to get out of your financial hole, but you will with the spirit within you. It might just take a little longer than what you're expecting. But you will get better. There was a time in my life that I didn't know what I know now. I mean, I always had a spirit within me, of course, but I didn't, you know, we have a spirit within us, but just because the spirit within us is there doesn't mean that we're activating it, doesn't mean that we're working in it. And so I wasn't always working in the spirit that I am in now because I didn't really understand it. It's been a time of evolution. It's been a time of change in my life. It's been me learning about me. And what I mean by that is I had to get to know Michael, the real Michael. Not the pretend Michael that I put on for many years of my life. And have you ever done this? Probably not. But I've done it. You know, with one group of friends, I was one thing. With another group of friends, I was something else. And it got so confusing that half the time I didn't even know who I was. I didn't know who I was. And so not knowing who I was opened myself up to letting my mind control and dictate to me my future. We give away our power. We give away that. Maybe to others or maybe to our mind. And we just let other things guide us, and we're not listening to the spirit within us, or at least I wasn't back then. So I didn't know who I was. And then my mind told me, okay, you're not somebody that you should even like. Why are you taking up air? Why are you breathing? It's what my mind told me. For a big, huge part of my life, I was hugely depressed. Is that a word even? But yeah, I was really depressed. Okay, let's get there. Because I didn't know who I was. I was lost. There was something inside of me that was yearning, calling me back to something. I could feel it inside of me. I didn't understand what that was, but there was a small, still voice saying, Michael, come back to who you truly are. Come back to that real love, that true love. I didn't even know what that was. But there was always a pull, and you can feel that too. You can feel that pull. It's saying, come back inward. Get out of your head and come back to center. There's a long forgotten memory that is waking up inside of you and waking up inside of me to a time that we knew who we were, that we walked in that, that we shined in that. A long forgotten memory waking up inside of us. That's that tingly feeling that you feel at times. That's that breeze blowing on you. That's that your guardian angel protecting you and saying you can reach your goal. But we got to get out of the past, and we got to stop focusing so much on the future, and we got to be in now. And we got to learn how to do that. And how we learn how to do that is through meditation. by quieting ourselves. Meditation is not you crossing your legs and going, Now, that could be a part of it, yes. But it's just you allowing you to go backwards, your consciousness to go backwards, and the consciousness of spirit, that Christ-centered consciousness that is within all of us, to come forward. And you can do it. I cannot go to a day and tell you this is the day that I found me. I cannot go to the calendar and say, okay, this is the day that I found who I truly was. It happened without me even knowing it. But it took me letting go. I didn't have a teacher. I didn't really have somebody talking to me like I'm talking to you. But there was that inner voice, that voice of spirit. Saying, come home. Come into center. And over a period of years, I began to read and study. And I didn't even know what I was reading or why I was reading some of the books I was reading. I started reading a lot of Dwayne Dwyer books. I started looking at reflexology books. I started reading about chakras, and I didn't even know what chakras were, but I started reading books like that. Spirit began to lead me to the path that I'm on now. And I just said, okay, I don't know why I'm reading this, but I'm reading it. Because our spirit within us knows what we need. So listen to it. Listen to that spirit. Maybe right now you're being led to a book and you're not knowing why you're being led to that book. Read it. Allow yourself to begin to return to center. And as you do so, you are going to find who you truly are, and you're going to begin to like yourself. As I began to open myself up to whatever was going on in me, I didn't understand this change that was taking place in me. But I was open to it. From the very first moment that I was on planet Earth, I believe that Spirit had its hand on me. And I believe it's the same way with you. You're just not aware of it. We have to be more open, following that small, still voice inside of us. We can't be afraid of who we are. I think a lot of times we get hung up on the way we look, or on our sexuality, or on a whole bunch of those things. And all of those things, my friend, don't really matter in the bigger picture of your life. Because your sexuality, your body, and all of that stuff will one day pass away. But the one thing that remains, always and constant, is the spirit within you. For you are one thing and one thing only. You are a spiritual being. It doesn't matter what your body looks like. It doesn't matter if you're fat or if you're not fat, or if you got big ears, you got little ears, you got big nose, little nose. That is just what you're housed in. We got to stop identifying with our body, and we got to start identifying with the spirit within us. We got to stop looking for identity outside of us and realize that our identity is already in us. When I started realizing that, when I really started getting that, my life changed. I became a lot happier. I stopped being depressed so much. I still battle depression, yes, but not as bad as I used to. I stopped putting on the masks and started being real with myself. Really looking at me. And as I became more real with me, as I began to open up to me, then it was like a flower opening up. I began to bloom. I began to grow. And I still grow to this day. I don't have it perfectly right yet. But I'm working on it. And so are you. A lot of times people ask me, they go, Michael, how did you begin liking you? How did you begin that journey? It was a slow process. Because for a big, huge majority of my life, and I hate to admit this, but for a huge majority of my life, I did not like me at all. There wasn't anything that I could tell you that I liked. I thought I talked funny. I thought I looked funny. Because people were telling me that. People outside of me were telling me that I talked funny. People outside of me told me, you know, that I was unlikable. People outside of me told me that I was never going to amount to anything. People outside of me was dictating to me my future, and I was believing those lies. Please listen. But the voice in truth, the voice of truth within me, the voice of spirit within me, began to get past all of Michael's junk, past all of Michael's hurts, past all of those belief systems that were pounded into me, and said, that is not true. The one thing that you are is a spiritual being. I didn't know what that was back then. And you are loved. People outside of us, the world outside of us, put judgments on us and say that we have to fit into their mold or we just don't fit. The nice thing about spirit, spirit does not put us in a mold. And spirit says, I love you no matter what. And you fit. Today somebody needs to know that. Somebody needs to hear that. You fit. I was talking to a caller earlier on this program. And a lot of times in the metaphysical world, we can feel so alone. When I first started stepping out, I didn't know how to do this even. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have a teacher. I didn't have people saying, okay, this is okay. I had people saying, this is not okay. And I had to get past some of my own strong belief systems because I grew up in church. I grew up in a Pentecostal church. Over 20-some years of my life was spent in a Pentecostal church. And sometimes that Pentecostal preacher comes out on this program, banging on my desk. But that's a part of me. We have to get past our brains that say that this is wrong, that we shouldn't do this. Spirituality is nothing to be afraid of. Spirituality is where religion comes out of. We don't get spirituality in religion. We get religion out of spirituality. Spirituality is a belief. But it's a lot more than that. And if you let it grow in you, if you let it develop in you and really begin to tap into that, you're going to see marvelous, miraculous changes in you. I have seen them in my life. But we learn how to move backwards, and we learn what I mean by that. We learn how to move our consciousness back, and we allow the consciousness of spirit to move forward. Hopefully you're getting something out of this. Let's take some calls here that came in. 831, hi.
Hi, I am interested in knowing. I just ended a work assignment yesterday, but on the same note, I had met with a very wonderful man. So I kind of had a yin-yang kind of day.
Okay.
And I'd like to know what you see career-wise, relationship-wise, financially.
Okay. All right. A relationship is budding for you. I can feel that. Now, is it with the person you met? I don't know. But I will say let things develop in its own way, in its own timing, because spirit has brought something into your path miraculously. And this could be this person that you met and that you enjoyed being around. Now, the one thing I will tell you, you know, there always has to be an ending, which, you know, this thing ended. A new thing is a beginning with your career. Within, I'd say, next week, you're going to see something popping into your path here. And that will help your financial situation. You know, don't go into a place of fear. Stay in that place of faith. You got an awesome spirit within you. I can feel that. And so spirit's never failed you yet. Not going to happen. And so continue moving forward. But I will tell you, I would really pursue this person that you were with yesterday, because I do feel like that there could be a really strong friendship out of this. And I also feel like that this could move into something more. So if you want to pursue
We have been together for 3 months.
Okay.
But we actually got to spend some really quality time yesterday, and a lot of the things have developed.
Right.
And really brought, now that we're in our 40s, we are developing, things at our level, our age level is
right.
A lot less confusing.
Right.
Than your 20s.
I call it settling down a little bit. Because when we're in our 20s, our 30s, we're all over the place. We're trying to find ourselves. And I think that even at 40s or 50s, some of us still might be trying to find ourselves. I always tell people always say, well, where are you going to grow up? I said, never, because I don't want to do that. I always want to have fun. I always want to enjoy life. And I think that's what the spirit wants us to do. But I do feel like that this relationship is changing to the more positive. You guys are going to a deeper level, not just with this, but also with your spirituality. And so just let this happen, okay?
Okay. Now, I have a question about his ex-girlfriend in San Diego. She keeps sending him things, and he keeps telling me, and I totally feel comfortable with intuitively, I know he's telling me the truth, but he's holding on. So, her name, do you need a name? Do you know her?
I don't. I already have the answer. I don't need anything else. Are you ready for the answer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. She is definitely trying to pull him back there. What he needs to do is just refuse all her gifts. I would send them back. Not even open them. He just needs to make a clean break and make it perfectly clear to her that he's moved on. Otherwise, she is just going to keep on doing this. So what I would do is he needs to break that, and if he has a hard time breaking that, then you might want to question him why. But he needs to make a clean break. She's just trying to pull him back into that. He doesn't want to go back into that. I believe that. But he needs just to say, okay, I don't want this stuff. you know, we're done. We're over. I've moved on. You need to move on. And, you know, even as cruel as that sounds, you know, it's a place where he needs to move forward. And he needs to move forward with you, of course. I believe that. I believe this relationship can survive that. But he's just going to have to be really clear on this thing with her.
My children with him. I feel my son is more accepting, but my daughter has, you know, I'm not forcing my kids on them.
Right.
I told them all, this is what I told them all. I said, I love all three of you together. Whatever relationship you guys have is amongst you. I'm not playing rough.
Yeah, that's their stuff. And so I do believe that they will come around and, you know, just, you know, the one thing I would say is he need, you know, the person that you're, you know, in this relationship with, this ex-girlfriend, he needs to be really clear that this thing is done. So,
okay.
And he can do it. He can do it without being mean. You know, I don't believe in being mean, but he does need to make, because we put out that energy, we get it back. So he can do this very nicely. By, if she mails him stuff, by just returning it to sender. And
okay.
And so, you know, just make a clean break. And she'll get the message sooner or later. Hopefully sooner.
Well, we've actually talked about living together. Do you see that in the near future?
Looks like about a year out. There's just still these little things that have to be worked out. Okay? But I do appreciate you calling in.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. God bless. Under grace and perfect ways, things go well for everyone. Bless you.
All right, thank you. You too. Namaste. All right, let's go ahead and let my switchboard calm down here, and let's take the next caller. 404, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help?
Yeah, I'm calling to see what you might see for my spiritual path.
Okay, let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. Let me grab my angel cards here, okay? And
okay.
Could I get your name, please?
Cynthia.
Okay. So how are you today? Are you doing okay?
I'm good. Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm beyond good. I'm super. So that's a good thing. You know, it's all the way we look at things. Now, is your spiritual path pretty new? Because why would I keep seeing new?
I don't know. Maybe I'm going in a new direction.
Okay, yeah, because I do feel like that there is new growth for you. I believe that for everybody. I think that we continually grow and we don't really understand, you know, everything until we make that transition to the other side, whenever that is for us. But let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick. The one thing that I would tell you, the first card popping up here is the balance card. The one thing that I feel like with you a lot of times, I feel like that your emotions get in the way of your spiritual growth sometimes. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And so you really need to watch that. And the other thing, that there's definitely a lot of abundance coming your way, spiritual growth abundance. As you go into June, I really feel, I don't know if you work with angels, I don't know what you work with, but I do sense a lot of angels around you, okay? So if you want to work with that energy, you can, they're definitely around you, and also your loved ones. A lot of ascended masters work with you. Mother Mary, her energy is around you a lot. I don't know why, but her energy is around you a lot. I would definitely look at that. You're also a person that walks in truth and integrity. That's the next card. Really stand for what you believe in. And the one thing that I would tell you, really start finding what that is for you. You know, what I mean by that is, okay, a lot of times we waffle on some beliefs and some belief systems we need to let go of because some of those are limited. But the one thing that I would really advise you to do in the next couple of months here is really look at what you believe. What do you want to manifest in your life? What do you want to draw to yourself? And as you do that, you're going to really, what I was talking about earlier before I took these calls, you know, you're really going to start finding that spirit within you. And that's where we are right now. Spirit really wants us to look at us and
okay.
and really do some self-examination. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, and as you do that, you're going to find yourself. So if you ever just want to chat with me and just say hi, just drop me an email. I would love to just visit with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, 'cause
we all need each other. You know, the one thing that I feel like that Spirit really wants us to do is to really realize that we are hooked together. Somewhere along our path as humanity, I believe, is somewhere along the path of humanity, we disconnected from one another. We disconnected from the Spirit within us. We just pulled a plug and we said, I'm an island unto myself. And that's not true. We're not an island unto ourselves. We're all hooked together. Have you ever just like watched, and I'm going to prove this by this. Have you ever just watched the news? And let's say there's a news story on there that, okay, this actually happened. Okay. Mother's Day. There was a person, I don't know if they've caught him or if they haven't caught him. I don't know. I haven't really followed the story that close yet. But there was a person that, for whatever reason, took a gun and just shot into a crowd and unfortunately killed a whole bunch of people. But if you were watching that on the news, you probably felt something. That is because we're connected. I don't know those people, but we're connected. It's like when those young children got, you know, shot down in their classrooms at the school. I didn't know those kids, but I felt that. I felt the pain of that family and that community because we're connected. Please listen. Everything that you and I do on this planet affects the whole. There's universal laws in effect. Gravity is a universal law. Right now, if I throw this glass that I'm holding in my hand up in the air and let go of it, what's going to happen to this glass? It's going to fall and it's going to bust. Most likely, because it's going to hit a concrete floor. There are universal laws in place. These are not judgments. You know, I want to be clear on that. These are not judgments. These are just universal laws, cause and effect. What we reap, we sow. Karma. Be careful what you're planting in your world. Be careful what you're planting in the world in general. More and more, we need to go inward. More and more, we need to trust the Spirit within us. I'm going to put on another song. We're going to be right back after this song and be talking to you a little bit more. Let me find a song here. We're going to play this one. We'll be right back. Hopefully you're getting something out of this. The reason I'm playing more music today is that Spirit really just wants us to go inward. And music helps. One thing about this program is I prayed about what kind of songs to play here. I didn't know where Spirit wanted me to. And I didn't even know some of this music that I play on this program until I really started looking for it. I believe that music plays a huge part in our spirituality because it gives us that moment, that that quiet time to go inward. Please listen to this song. We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My phone lines are still open at 347-327-9316. If you are feeling sad right now, if you're feeling depressed, please listen, because I just feel like somebody's really having a bad day right now. I've been there. I understand bad days. Probably better than you think I do. So if you're having a bad day and you just need a friend, you can call me at 347-327-9316. Or if you would like to feel more comfortable, you can contact me through my contact form at www.spiritualawakening.com or my personal email. That's my personal email at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. You can write us, the business email is spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. But my personal email is insightswithmichael@ymail.com. We'll be right back after this song. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and hopefully you're listening to the Spirit within you.
Thank you.
And we're getting ready to close out for today, but I do want to say that I do appreciate you listening to Spiritual Talk Radio every day that we're on, anyhow. We're not on every day, but I do appreciate you listening. And I want to say that I do also appreciate you being you and beginning to find that place within you, beginning to go inward. It's a process. It's not an overnight, hey, I'm here thing. It's a journey. Spirituality is not a destination, it's a journey. Just like life, it's a journey. So enjoy your ride. Enjoy the journey. It's going to have ups and downs. It's going to have those moments when you want to pull your hair out. But you know that there is no way that I would miss this in the world. I could have missed the pain and I could have missed all the other stuff in my life, but I would have had to miss the dance and I wouldn't have done that for anything in the world. Hopefully you got something out of today's program. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can do so by going to my website at www.spiritualawakening.com. You can use the contact form over there, or you can go ahead and set up a reading with me if you would like to set up a reading with me. Right now, the readings are half off right now for a limited time. Whenever Spirit tells me that that time is done, then they will go back up to their regular prices. Right now, they're half off of all the regular prices. So if you would like to get a reading from me, this would be the time to set those up. Also, you can get hold of me at Insights with Michael, my personal email, insightswithmichaelymail.com. The business email is spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. All right? We do have some videos out. You can find those on the website, on the video page there. And we do have some videos out. You get to see me. And so I don't know if that's a good thing, bad thing. I don't know. But there I am. All right. We're done. So you guys have a great day. And thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be back on air. I don't know if you guys are hearing that, but I hear some static. Hopefully you guys are not hearing this. But let's go over to spiritualtalkradio.net. www.spiritualtalkradio.net, the official website of Spiritual Talk Radio. All right. And you'll find previous guests over there, and you'll find information about upcoming guests, and that's why we are going over there to find out who is coming on tomorrow. And on Saturday, I have two guests coming up. Carol Joyce will be with us tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, and then we have Thomas King will be with us on Saturday at 1 p.m. Central. Join me for those two exciting guests. Carol is an angel channeler, and she just works with angels a lot. So learn about her, learn about her work and her journey to where she is right now. That is tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. Then Thomas King will be with us on Saturday, and I've had the pleasure to actually personally talk to him. And I've got a reading from him on a personal level, and I read for him. Awesome reader, awesome person. I've never met him face-to-face, but I can just tell that he's just got this really powerful energy with him. He's been doing this for a very long time, so join me on Saturday and get to know him. And if you would like to be a guest on Spiritual Talk Radio, contact me, and let's talk. I would love to have you here. And so let's talk about it. All right. We're done. Let me go over there. And we're actually going to just close out with prayer. And then we're going to call it a day. All right. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your energy inside of us. I thank you for this radio program. I thank you for the opportunity to share the gifts inside of me with my listeners. live and archived. Father, Mother, God, just continue to meet their needs. Continue to lead us forward into all that you would have for us. Surround us as we go our separate ways right now from this radio program. Keep us all safe. Those that might not have food today, let them eat a good meal today. Those that might not have shelter, let them find shelter today. And if no place else, let them find that shelter in you. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. This is your host saying, you be you, I'll be me. And together we'll get there. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.